Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper of Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's get the home business ship underway. Everyone has heard the adage, no man is an island, and united we stand, divided we fall. These sayings reinforce the value of collaboration and should resonate very clearly with home business owners.
Collaboration allows entrepreneurs to maximize the knowledge and expertise of others and gain essential feedback in their drive for results.
In this episode, CEO and author Connie Tang talks about how to build your business with collaboration.
Connie Tang is the CEO of Princess House and author of Fearless Living, 8 Life-Changing Values for Breakthrough Success. Tang, noted as one of the top 50 Asian Americans in business by the Asian American Business Development Center, Inc., shares how entrepreneurs can grow personally and live fearlessly so they can prosper through collaboration.
So, greetings, Connie Tang. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Well, hello, home business audience. I'm so thrilled to be here with Richard and Sherilyn. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on our show.
Glad to have you back.
Awesome.
So, collaboration directly benefits entrepreneurs by offering new insights and adding other perspectives that can actually increase sales. So, Connie, what is collaboration exactly, and why is it important for business success?
Collaboration is the act of engaging other people in your circle, could be in your inner circle or your outer circle, develop business strategies as you try to problem solve, as you try to build a business plan, whatever your goals are, whether and you're trying to build an action plan to achieve, collaboration is soliciting, actively engaging other people to participate with you. Your brain trust, creating a network of individuals who can bring expertise that you don't have. Exactly like you said, Richard, you don't know everything, and it's okay. You shouldn't know everything, and you should always open yourself up for the opportunity to receive feedback and to learn. That's what the act of collaboration is. And it actually starts very simply by looking first in your inner circle. People you can collaborate with starts with family and friends. There might be Uncle Joe might have started his own business, so he's been through the workings of having cash flow challenges, right? Former colleagues may have gone on and left and gone on to other careers where their skills and experience can help you. And even community and business leaders. A lot of people might say, I don't know anyone. I don't know who to ask. I don't really know anybody who can help me. Don't underestimate the power of the knowledge that others carry. So think about the people in your inner circle and then expand from the inside outwards for individuals who might have information and referrals that they can refer you to help inform you as you make decisions and you build plans to achieve your goals.
So, like, fleshing this out a little bit, smaller home-based business owners, they might be more independent and they think they don't have people they can collaborate with. But you're saying, and that sounds like it's on target, that just about any person, any business owner should have, starting off with their own circle of people they can collaborate with. They just need to do an inventory of it and give it some thought, and people will come out that they can start with and build from.
That's exactly it. And an easy tactic is to really start a list. And we call it a Frank list. You start with your friends, your relatives, your associates, your neighbors, right? And your colleagues. And I would bet you, if you start to write down all that list of names and people that fit into those categories, and you start off talking one by one, you would be hard-pressed to go through that entire list. Because remember, every time you talk to one person, you're going to ask them, who else do you know that I can talk to? They know more people than you do. And that in and of itself keeps adding to your list of people you can talk to. So, and you're right, this nomer that you don't know anyone, not true.
So you also, in all of looking, doing your own inventory, you should like reach out and say, okay, what groups can I get involved with? Trade organizations, chambers of commerce, Rotary, whatever places that you can also start building your network, and then and seeking referrals from people that you start with.
That's exactly it. Your community-based local chambers of commerce, women's business groups, your trade associations, Rotary clubs, Even neighborhood community centers have resources that you can reach out to as sources of individuals that you can go and solicit help, as well as get referrals for more.
Hey, that's a fascinating subject. I don't think we give this enough thought. You know, the modern era of social media and getting lost in your networks and turning inward with social media, has that hurt the art of collaboration? Has that made it tougher for people to get out there and interact and collaborate, getting lost in social media? I mean, do you have to kind of think about this a little bit more now? What have you found with that?
Actually, I was just going to tell you that that's another source of collaboration and resource development. Today's social media, you can tie into interest groups, very specific industries, and also there you can tap into really a almost limitless pool of resources and professional referrals. You can go to, let's say, for example, LinkedIn, and you can put out a question and you can say, I actually just saw it. One of my industry colleagues just was promoted to a CEO position. He put out a post and he said, what's the first thing you think I should do as a new CEO of this company? That's all it was. And all of a sudden, boom, 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 boom. You have all kinds of suggestions. Most importantly, you know who they're coming from. You can pick and choose who you go to. If it's a consultant, if it's an industry expert, if it's a fellow CEO in this particular case, he might say, you know what? Thank you so much, Joe. Tell me a little bit more about that suggestion that you gave me. You might not even know them. You somehow in your message have inspired someone you've never really physically connected with, yet now you have permission to ask them more and to engage. But that becomes a place where you can reach people that you once thought were out of reach.
So at its core, collaboration means working with others towards a common goal. There are many ways to go about collaborating. Connie, who should home business owners be, or small business owners be communicating with, and why?
Small business owners should be communicating with individuals in their field of interest and also with individuals who they believe can offer them advice. I would say the most important thing is don't form your own preconceived notions that it has to be within industry. You will find that there are many cross-functional areas that translate between industries. So let's say I wanted to start my own real estate business. And if you're only looking for other real estate people, you're going to hear the same thing. You want to hear what's different. So don't be afraid to hear different opinions and different sources of expertise that come from other industries and other discipline areas, because they can apply cross-functionally. And that's really important as an art of collaboration. And in fact, one of the fears that people have is like, I don't know enough people who do what I do. That's okay. You don't want a lot of people who do what you do. You want to know what other people are doing in other places so that you can take the best of their practices and apply it to what you want to do in building your business.
So it sounds like kind of expand your horizons. Don't just get locked into what you naturally think would be groups for you to collaborate with, but kind of expand from there and get other ideas.
That's true, because the fact is if you hear too much of what you're already thinking, you're really not capturing the essence of collaboration. The essence of collaboration is to take differing opinions and experiences and expertise and to combine that with what you're trying to develop to synthesize and create something that's new. Otherwise, who really wants to sit and talk to themselves, basically, right? That's not collaborating. And there's no value for you or the other person. Collaboration is also reciprocal. Mm-hmm. Honestly, people who collaborate with you and give you quality collaboration expect the same. So respect them by giving them the respect of giving them information that they too can learn from.
So it sounds like you might want to mix a little conflict into that mix. Get people that disagree with you and don't just gravitate to hear what you want to hear. So you
That's
can
exactly
put some value with that.
Yeah, there's also a fine line. Don't put yourself out there only to be beat down, right? Because there's such a thing. Yeah, there's such a thing as naysayers, but you also don't want all yaysayers either. So be careful that you find collaborators who are toxic, who beat you down. You are looking for challenging, though. You're looking for challengers, because if they can help you figure out what will break your business model or what will break your idea, then you can figure out how to fix it.
Well, great. Before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Cruises, Inc. Make your life a work vacation. Work with Home Selling Cruises. Take the first step today and reach out to their business opportunity specialist. In business since 1982 with 600-plus independent contractors. For more information, call 877-515-3470. Visit sellcruises.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
So, Connie, there are different ways to collaborate, as you've mentioned. How you collaborate and what you collaborate on with others varies greatly depending on what you want to achieve. So what are some examples of collaborating?
Well, we talked earlier about networking. So in-person networking in association events and your community events is critical because that gives you that face-to-face touch. It also establishes a relationship that can be cemented. I would call it, it sticks better when you've had the personal engagement. You can certainly collaborate by coordinating resources with fellow partners. There's nothing like being in the same boat together. If there's somebody else who is in your industry that you admire and you've watched or followed their career and development, I will tell you people are much more open to wanting to share their mistakes made, their lessons learned with you than you would be surprised you would expect out there. And I think there's a genuine opportunity to seek out from those that you've watched and admired and seek out for their advice. And cooperation is important. Like I said, people will give when they receive. If you're willing to give of your learnings, of your expertise, of the best, you know, contract freelance writer that you just found that who's gold and share that with someone, somebody else will be willing to share something else with you.
So collaboration's got to be a two-way street.
That is exactly it. That's exactly it.
And it sounds like, you know, if you're doing collaboration right and you're being effective with it, that the people you're collaborating with will willingly, they'll want to share, that they'll, you know, that it's something they look forward to doing and they enjoy it. It's not something you have to extract, you know, painfully like tooth pulling to get out from them, that if the relationship's going good, that they'll want to give you the kind of advice that you need.
You're absolutely right. I think people in general want to be involved in success, whether it's their own or helping someone else achieve success. That's a feel good. That's also something that is of value. They too can take pride that they participated in helping you achieve your goals. Collaboration is also relationship building. Let's face it. The practice of collaborating with business partners, suppliers, contractors is the same type of practice of collaboration you need to develop relationships with customers, clients, and future business development opportunities that you might encounter for whatever business you're trying to develop on a home-based basis. And building relationships also means that you are building a support network. Most importantly, not only in the development side, but when and if you encounter challenges or crisis, when you're needing those very same collaborators to be part of your brain trust to help you perhaps manage a crisis or solve a problem that you were not expecting and perhaps unprepared for. And you'll find that those collaborations done well in the beginning have a life, I would call it a life expectancy that goes on very long. There's a long shelf life that goes from it. And collaboration takes many shapes and forms as your business evolves as well.
Well, I know you got to probably be careful about this angle of collaborating, but have you ever found that good collaboration leads to business development? That people say people you collaborate, it shouldn't be your intention going in, but that people you collaborate with, maybe become clients? Or
absolutely. Absolutely. Business partners, people become partners. All of a sudden they discover that their purpose or their mission or their life's goal are aligned and discover, hey, here we are slogging it off individually. Why not pool our resources? And all of a sudden we have a co-partnership or we have a mutually beneficial arrangement where we're going to actually help support the development of each of our businesses. Very common. I can tell you that happened to me once before. I was doing a bid for a PR consultant and I had two companies, two individual home-based businesses, two women who ran their own media and communications companies come in to make a bid. They met each other. I found out afterwards. They met in the parking lot and they say, hey, you know, they knew of each other. What are you doing here? What are you doing? Are you here to bid?
No way.
Yeah. And you know what happened? They both came in and they said, you know what? We're going to bid as one. They decided they were going to bid to me for what my piece of business, but they were going to share the work. That was perfect. It happened in the parking lot for these two women. And it was fantastic. And you're right, collaboration can lead to some very unusual, unexpected partnerships and working relationships, which are mutually beneficial. Isn't that great?
Well, now we got to move into a touchy subject, which is going to impact a lot of people, and that's fear. You know, you don't want to let fear prevent you from collaborating. So, Connie, what are some of the most common fears that trick us into avoiding collaboration? And what's a way to then turn collaboration into a positive for, overcome that fear and turn collaboration into a positive for your business?
Well, the first fear is for sure the fear of working with others for fear of their perceptions or assumptions of what you know, what you don't know. Afraid that someone will think you're stupid. Well, why would you be starting a business if you have to ask me that question? Fear, it really is a personal insecurity, right? It's the fear that someone else's opinion might diminish or minimize your dream, your goal, your personal, you know, business or entrepreneurial aspect. You have to be able to get over that. That takes a lot of, I would say, personal courage, takes a lot of confidence, but it, you cannot let that be the reason why you're not going to ask questions or to seek help. That's really critical. The next one is fear of getting hurt. How many people say, well, they don't know what they're talking about. We make preconceived assumptions. Or you know what, if I do what he says, what if it's the what ifs, mm-hmm. right? What if it fails?
And what if
yourself? What if I do what he says or she says and it's wrong? What if I waste all this money and it was their fault? You've got to take your responsibilities and ownership. At the end of the day, the fear of getting hurt means that you don't have enough confidence in your own ability to take information and process it and apply it. Either way, whatever somebody tells you, you have to take action. But you've got to own that whole and own that totally in your own responsibility and personal accountability. And the third one I think is really important is fear of being compassionate. Meaning that sometimes we hear the phrase, everybody's out for themselves, everybody's looking out for number one, and that's me, it's a dog-eat-dog world, and I can't ask this person because they might think I'm competing for their business, or worse yet, they're going to steal my idea. Well, let's face it, not many of us have really unique, original ideas anymore.
There's not many original ideas out there anymore. Everyone seems to be repackaging things.
Exactly. It's, you know, and the reality is what's new, it's going to be your mission. It's going to be your culture, your brand, whether it's a brand for a product or your personal brand. That's what's going to be new. How you deliver it is going to be new. How you engage and connect with customers is going to be new. No one can steal that from you. So don't be afraid to be kind and compassionate versus, I would say, entitled for information or aggressive about it. It works both ways. And I think that's really important. If you don't have enough confidence in the validity of what you've dreamed up that is going to be a viable business, that will eat away at you whether you collaborate or not. So don't be afraid to be compassionate and also to open yourself up to be vulnerable, to have your ideas tested and questioned. It's not a question of credibility. It is a question of soundness. And you need others to be looking from the outside in. Sometimes you're too close. And of course, you know, you've been drowning yourself in your own Kool-Aid. So you really can't see beyond the colored outside already. And that's important to have that perspective.
So maybe a good way to do it is start small in your collab. If you have some fears, go through the points you talked about with thinking it through and by, you know, trying to identify it, but then maybe also just starting small in your collaboration and, you know, build up some confidence and then expand on that collaboration. Can that have some value too, particularly for the smaller business owner?
You're absolutely right, because collaboration in and of itself takes effort. It takes a lot of energy. It takes commitment. The last thing I can tell you, I get calls a lot for people who want advice. And the one thing that, quite frankly, it doesn't feel so good is somebody only calls whenever they want something, but yet I don't feel they're giving me back anything. And it's not like I want anything monetary or I want anything substantive, but I want quality conversation. I don't want to feel like somebody's just drilling to suck you out dry, right?
Yeah, sometimes you can sense that, you know.
Absolutely. You feel used. you feel used, and who wants to be used? I want to be helpful. I want to help you, but there is a difference in how you approach that. And it takes energy. If you're your own, you're your own business owner, you got a lot of other stuff you got to do. So you can't spend all day, all night looking for collaborators. Start small. Start with the areas that you need the most information, that you need to be a sponge to soak in, because it might take more than one individual on that very same topic, right? If you're not an operations guru and you're trying to figure out logistics, you might need to talk to a couple of people in that area, because you want to be the sponge to soak it all in. And you'll take that in bite sizes, right? So that you can absorb and learn.
So collaboration is one of your 8 life-changing values that you share in your book. Connie, tell us about your book, Fearless Living, 8 Life-Changing Values of Business Success.
Well, my book, Fearless Living, or 8 Life-Changing Values, are really it's a book where I spotlight 8 key values that you could say are descriptors and characteristics of potentially any human being. But when you put these into practice and you actually intentionally try to master these skill sets, and you can actually use them to navigate through challenging situations. I really wanted to take all of the personal and professional experience that I've been very fortunate to have on a global basis, working with entrepreneurs, thousands of entrepreneurs around the world, and put some stories that demonstrate how certain values, such as accountability, a drive for results, or determination, or passion, really can be skill sets that you hone in and develop to put into practice to help you take fear and overcome challenges. Fear is an incredibly real and tangible obstacle.
It can be a motivator too.
Oh, yes, you can. It's a motivator. It's
military, you know, it was.
Exactly. I call it fight, flight, or freeze.
Yeah.
So, right? People have heard it. When you're afraid, you run. There's fight or flight. I think there's freeze too. And especially in business environments, when you're afraid of business downturn or something, a crisis that's occurred, sometimes we go into what we call analysis paralysis. The fear of doing something wrong or making a decision prevents you from acting. Same thing can happen in our personal lives, and certainly for entrepreneurs on a day in, day out basis. But when you can take these values, which are very common, but not very well practiced, and develop them as you would any discipline, whether it's learning an instrument, learning to be an Excel guru, learning to any skill set that you believe is worthy of mastering. You master this, you can actually teach yourself to take fearful situations and cases and scenarios and manage to maneuver through them. There are some real fears that I don't profess that we can rid ourselves of. I think fear is an everyday occurrence. It's how you rise up to it and what you decide to do when you're faced in a situation where fear could be getting in your way. And that's the key. So this book really, in a very simple form, talks about it, profiles some examples of real life people and women that I've encountered who I believe exhibit and have exhibited these values. And it's been an incredible journey to take this and share this and pay it forward to entrepreneurs around the world.
Well, Connie Tang, this has been a great discussion on collaboration. Do you have any final points you'd like to share with our podcast audience?
I actually want to share something that is in my book and in the chapter on collaboration. And it's a quote from Henry Ford, which I think really captures the whole essence of what collaboration really means. And he said, coming together is just the beginning. Staying together is progress, but working together, that's success. And that can be for a small business owner, that can be for a large corporation, that can be for anyone who's looking to develop something with the efforts of others to help inform them with better make this decision making.
Well put.
Connie Tang, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you so much, Sherry Lynn and Richard. Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, you Thanks. Too. Read Connie Tang's book, Fearless Living, 8 Life-Changing Values for Breakthrough Success. Purchase on Amazon or visit the radio website at homebusinessmag.com for more information.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at Home Business expo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.